You're listening to SBS News. 478 new locally acquired cases in New South Wales and another 7 deaths. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the daily case numbers remain disturbingly high, and she says part of the story is a minority who continue to flout the public health orders. 6 more people aged over 70 have succumbed to the virus, and the other victim was aged in their 40s. A 15-year-old who contracted pneumococcal meningitis and COVID-19 also died, but Sydney's Children's Hospital confirmed the coronavirus was not the cause of his death. While political leaders talk of less stringent restrictions once 80% of the eligible population is fully vaccinated, Premier Berejiklian is warning that even then, there will still be public health measures in place.
Even if we had 0 cases and we were at 80% double dose, you would still have to respect some rules that exist around vaccinations, around social distancing, around mask wearing. So long as Delta and deadly COVID is around, we will always need to live with a measure of restriction. But what we can do at every point is also determined by the case numbers. Will life be different when you have 80% double dose of your community vaccinated? It will be different, but the extent to which it will be different depends on the case numbers. If you have 500 cases a day at 80%, that is still dangerous just to say let it rip. You can't let it rip.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is also frustrated by those who choose not to comply with COVID restrictions. There were 22 new locally acquired cases, and 5 of those have no known source. Melbourne's lockdown is being extended by another 2 weeks, and a curfew will be in place each night from 9 o'clock until 5 in the morning. Only essential workers will be allowed out during those hours. Playgrounds are being closed, and exercise will be restricted to just 2 people and any dependents. Daniel Andrews says tighter rules are needed, otherwise case numbers will rise rapidly.
We all have to find it within ourselves to make the best possible choices so that this can be over and we can continue our economic recovery. We can get to 80% of the community through the vaccination program, and then we can have different rules, a fraction of the rules that we're living under now. The alternative is what's happening in Sydney, and worse still, the alternative is what's happening in so many parts of the world where their hospitals are full and they're full of people who need machines to breathe. We can't have that happen here.
Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says reimposing a curfew supports measures already in place.
It is in support of stay-at-home orders that say that there shouldn't be private gatherings, that there shouldn't be public gatherings, and so it absolutely reinforces that. It also makes the compliance element more straightforward. That shouldn't be dismissed. That is another part of making sure that people who are out after 9 p.m. or before 5 a.m. Are only doing so for those emergency reasons or as essential workers.
The Australian Capital Territory has recorded 19 new cases and is extending its lockdown until at least the 2nd of September. In the Northern Territory, Darwin and Katherine have entered a 3-day lockdown after a man in his 30s tested positive after doing a stint in hotel quarantine in Sydney. The man's infection was detected after he took what's known as a day 17 test, which the Northern Territory requires for people who've completed 14 days of hotel quarantine. The test is designed to pick up people who repeatedly return negative tests during their quarantine period, only then to become positive once they're back in the community. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says he's hoping this latest lockdown will be as successful as previous stay-at-home orders.
We have been here before. We smashed it out of the park before. I know we can do that again. The faster we go into a lockdown, the faster we can get out of it. That's the strategy. We are acting fast. We are going hard. That's the best chance we have of stopping this thing in its tracks. And then we can get back to business as usual.
Queensland went another day with no new cases, and from this Friday it will require any essential workers entering the state to have had at least 1 dose of vaccine. It's similar to a measure Western Australia has decided to implement, where anyone arriving from New South Wales will have to show proof of having had at least a first dose. People aged between 16 and 59 in WA can now book appointments for a Pfizer vaccination as part of a two-week blitz to get more people vaccinated. WA Premier Mark McGowan says even when 80% of the population is fully vaccinated, there could still be lockdowns imposed. He says the plan agreed to by National Cabinet makes it clear that lockdowns are a possibility. Premier McGowan made those comments in response to criticism from Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who claimed that that wasn't the understanding.
I'm just keen to have minimal or no COVID. I mean, I don't understand why that is a controversial thing to say. We've been through 2 years nearly of all the criticism and carping and undermining. And what's Western Australia achieved? The freest, most successful society in the world and the strongest economy in Australia and probably the world. Yet for some reason, probably because there's a fanatical desire by some people in New South Wales to protect the New South Wales government, we're under attack. Now, I think they need to have a look at the management of New South Wales rather than the management of Western Australia.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.